K-State Nation, another Upset City Edition. Purple Project Podcast coming at you right now. Postcast, K-State Women's Basketball. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. Folks, this was an enormous win for Jeff Meany's women's basketball team. Last night, another ranked opponent goes down in Bramlage as the K-State gets their revenge on Iowa State last night, even though a last-second three didn't matter as K-State knocks off Iowa State. Upset, number 15th ranked team in the country by one, 78-77 in a gigantic win in the conference play. How big is this? Is this the turning point for Jeff Meany's team? I hope so, because it is night and day, or at least for this year anyway, with this women's basketball team. Prior to the last three games, Gabby Gregory, or prior to her recent stretch here, Gabby scored 20-plus points in her last outing there. But look, Iowa State in the first meeting held Gabby in check. In Ames, right? 9 points was terrible from shooting from the field in the game. Here, Jeff Meany relied heavily on her, on his six pack of players, right? Obviously, Samasti, the Glenn twins, Sundell, G squared, and Emily Ebert off the bench relied heavily from them in the paid difference. Paid difference indeed. And you thought this team was in trouble in the second quarter. As Iowa State led by at least, I think it was 11 points last night there. And then K-State just started chipping away at the lead there. And then at halftime, I'm trying to pull up what the score was at halftime here. Now I got to go back and look at what was at. I think the Cats were trailing by three, I'm pretty sure, at halftime here. Yeah, they were trailing by three at half. I just was looking over their stats here, over here, not too long ago. But anyways, they were trailing by at least three, because that has been the Achilles heel. These teams going on these runs, and K-State can't quite dig it out of these holes. They stayed with the course this time, and the defense this time clamped down on the Cyclones here. And remember, you got to remember back to that first game of Ames, Iowa State had four players in double digits in the ball game. Here, last night, they got four, actually, but one of them did not start. One of them came off the bench instead. This one in, K-State held Emily Ryan to 9 points in this game. So how the tie turns, Emily Ryan was one of those players in Ames a few weeks ago that scored, 14 points? They had, at least four players with the same amount of points in this game. They held Emily Ryan in check in this game, and Gabby Gregory goes off again against Iowa State. How sweet it is getting game high 27 points for G squared in this game. And yeah, she was definitely, once again, you know what you're going to get at this point of the season from her. Every night, every day, every game, every night, she's on the floor. She's going to give 100% every single time. And she put on the Cyclones this time. 9 of 14 from the field. 3 of 5 from downtown. You get also big games from Jalen Glenn. 15-5. Serena Sundell, 14-5. Add on 5 assists there as well. Emily Ebert off the bench. 21 minutes. And yeah, this was pretty much a 6 lady rotation pretty much here. Coach Meany relied heavily on his veteran players at this point of the season, right? Ebert, 21 minutes of action, 2 of 4 from the field, 8 points there, and hit a 3 from downtown as well late in the second half of this game. And they needed every bit of point huge there, as once again Iowa State shot a late 3 that made it, but the outcome didn't matter because they were trailing by 4 there as this game ended in Bramlage. And shout out to the student section for our Cats last night. The students who showed up there and supported this team. Look, this team has been on a rocky road here in the Big 12. And to get this win, enormous. I know they're still there. This is their 14th win of the year. 14-9 now on the season. Talking about K-State women's basketball here on the Purple Project Podcast Postcast as K-State, unranked K-State, upset Iowa State. 15th ranking in the country, 78-77. Eddie Greer here with you, recapping it all. And again, shout out to the student section last night, and it felt like a gigantic game, which it was. Let's just face it. It was for this team. They needed a boost, and if K-State can get some kind of a win streak going, look, they need this. They need this. Looking at how this is stacking up, look, they go on the road, I believe, now to Tech this weekend, right? K-State now gets their third Big 12 win of the season. 3-7 in conference play, 14-9 overall. So they're still out there. So you got to get. It's just like a marathon, right? Right. So. It's not how you start a conference play. It's how you finish, right? They still have one more with KU, right? Who's ahead of them? They got one more with Texas Tech, which is this Saturday coming up, which they could finally start to move up in the standings, right? You still have Oklahoma State. You still have another one with West Virginia, right? You still have another one with Baylor, right? Which me and Alex talked about on a recent edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. I think I said it actually on the Baylor postcast that look, Jeff Mitty keeps talking about the Baylor game. Like, look, we've had a couple runs there, but we could not stop them. So it's going to be really interesting as we come around the second time of players. And yes, Texas is all alone right now, and that's a familiar sight because on the men's side, the same thing. Texas again leading the conference all alone, and on the women's side, Texas again. All by themselves right now in the women's Big 12 standings right now. And look, this was against the Cyclones, apparently, snapping last night. 5-game losing streak to the Cyclones. And for K-State, remember going all the way back to that Iowa win earlier this year where Iowa was ranked 4th in the nation, 2nd. Top 15 win of the 2022-23 campaign for this team right here. As looking at cleaning up some notes here, Gabby Gregory again was amazing last night. 60th career game in double figures and went away from hitting 20 for K-State already. In her shortened career at K-State, she has been none short but outstanding once again. Let's see here. Sundell, double figures in points once again for the 15th time this year. 34th in her K-State career. And Serena Sundell set a record last night in career block shots by a guard. 43 passing. Kayla Goff. Who had the record before Sundell passed it last night with 42. Now Sundell has it by herself, and she has 2 more years left. 2.5 years left here at K-State. 43. Jalen Glenn also reached double date figures. I mentioned that earlier for the 17th time. 23rd in her K-State career. Jalen Glenn has been probably, in my eyes, to me, the most improved player for this K-State women's basketball team, without a doubt. You're getting double digits from her every night, pretty much there. Riley Glenn, her twin, pull the score back up. Riley Glenn only had 5 points last night. She did haul in 4 rebounds last night as well. Coach Mitty, after the game, here on momentum. I talked about momentum here. Could this be the turning point? This should be because time again we've officially entered right, the month of February. So time is starting to be not on K-State's side. But look, I just reeled off the teams that are ahead of K-State, and they're not that far ahead. Look, Texas, you beat, okay, before I get the Mitty's quote here, you're not too far. You beat Tech Saturday, you jump them, right? KU, you get them at home in Bramlage, where you've been pretty solid at Bramlage all year long. You get them, right? Let's see, Baylor, you get them at home, right? But you got to go to West Virginia, right? You should have beat West Virginia at home earlier this year, right? So honestly, and oh, by the way, you haven't played Oklahoma yet, which is, oh, by the way, Gabby's former team, which I'm going to be at one of those games, and I believe that one of those games is going to be next weekend, so I'll be at that game. So I'm excited to see me and the fam going back for our second women's game. So I'm looking forward to that game there as well. So there's some ground to make up here if the Cats can get this thing turned around and circle this one, K-State Nation. The Cats can go a little bit. They need a winning streak here. They need a winning streak in the most worst way possible. Look, this win right here keeps the ship afloat for any possibilities of an NCAA tournament berth there for the K-State women's basketball team. Enormous win last night. Jeff Mitty on the momentum moving forward from Coach Jeff Mitty from the press conference last night. Quote, I think you just take it into practice. You take the one practice at a time. How do we get better? Get a little bit of rest. This was a big battle, so we'll get a little bit of rest and we play on Sunday and have a good practice, you know, keep that momentum going. And I have felt like we've had pretty productive practices, and I felt leaving practice that not only have we improved individually at where I feel like they continue to grow, but also how we can help each other play better. So defensively tonight, that was a step forward defensively for us to do some things better. They still shoot a higher percentage than I like, but that's a really good offensive team. So just get back into practice on Friday and get ready to hopefully, you know, carry this over, end quote, as well. And I'm going to go ahead and reel off this quote from the Iowa State head coach Bill Finley after the game as well. He opened up, obviously, let's see, overall statement here from Coach Bill Finley of Iowa State last night. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast. 80 Greer here as K-State took that takedown upset 15-ranked Iowa State last night in Bramlage, which was a pretty raucous crowd for what it was last night. Big shout out to the student section once again for showing support for the women's basketball team in a one-point victory. Quote from Coach Finery of Iowa State, quote, I certainly want to congratulate K-State. I thought they played really, really hard, really well. It was a really good game. Obviously, when you go on the road, one of the things we talk about as a staff is, you know, never know the play that you're going to change the game when you lose by one. We can sit here all night and pick out a play or two, but credit to them, they played really hard and really well, and we competed, but just not efficient enough at certain times in the game, end quote, right there, baby. So that's what I'm talking about. I was going to say something else, but I forgot. So the next game for K-State women's team here is, yes, it is Texas Tech on the road. Remember, Texas Tech blitzed K-State not too long ago at home in Bramlage. So it's time to get some little payback. A revenge game, baby, right now. They got revenge on Iowa State. That's one. Can they go on the road and get that elusive goose egg off the board in role play? Can they do it? Oh, yeah. I'll end it with that in just a second. But, yeah, Texas Tech on Sunday, 1 Central Time in Lubbock. Woo! So, now, can they translate it? That is the question. Can they exercise those demons on the road? K-State women's basketball I'm talking about. Can they do it? I believe they can. I believe they can. I am the optimist of this podcast, right? And my co-host Alex N is the pessimist on this podcast. So I have faith in them and go on the road, carry this momentum, and shake off the demons and finally get one on the road. And let's get a winning streak started, baby. Let's get a winning streak started and climb back up the Big 12 rankings, folks. But I can't emphasize this enough. A monstrous win last night in conference play. K-State women's basketball over Iowa State. Get a little revenge on them, finally. After all the heartbreak of the last couple years of losing to them in heartbreak fashion. I believe it was last year at the buzzer. And really getting some that cyclone taste out of your mouth there as well. No pun intended. Well, pun intended there as well. But we'll see what happens. Gabby Gregory, Serena Sindel and company go on the road Sunday afternoon to take on Texas Tech. Again, Texas Tech outshot the Cats right out of their own building. Hopefully, Gabby and company can. That was another game that Gabby was off. So, again, if Gabby goes, I think this team goes. I think that's been kind of the theme all year with this team. If Gabby goes, this team can go a long way. So, obviously, you got to have your Batman and Robin there as well, contribute as well. But definitely, yes, Gabby goes, this K-State team will be tough to beat in these games moving forward. 78-77 upset over 15-ranked Iowa State. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you find your podcast. If you're new to the Pro Project Podcast, welcome on board to the show. And you love what you're hearing, make sure you do subscribe to this podcast for more K-State coverage across the board, whether it's football, men's basketball, women's basketball, women's tennis. You know the drill there as well. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. If you have a comment, question, anything K-State related, you can find me on Twitter. Feel free to pop in a question or a message in there. @Eddie_EG3 is the handle. That's going to wrap it up for another postcast winning edition. At home, another ranked team goes down in Bramlage as Jeff Mitty, Gabby Gregory, and the K-State Wildcats take down the Lady Cyclones of Iowa State, 15th ranked in the country, by 78-77. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. The PPPD, Eddie Greer, go Cats.